Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
Here's the problem with that being the moon. When that was launched, it was launched in Arizona, okay, early in the day. The moon was over Australia, okay? So if the Earth was a basketball, that rocket was a millimeter over the top of the basketball and the moon was underneath the basketball. How did we see the moon?
It is really interesting that the rocket was not destroyed. It was just gently stopped. Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was my good friend David Weiss. And in this one, we dig into the black hole that is NASA, a corrupt to the core organization that spent not $500 million on the new James Webb Space Telescope as originally budgeted. Nope, it cost $10 billion taxpayer dollars. Before we start this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I'm absolutely delighted to have back my tinfoil hat wearing friend. Oh, you know who he is. It's David Weiss, the one and only. How are you, David?
You know, tinfoil hats actually serve a purpose now. They may block 5G and stuff. So, you know, don't knock it. I mean, there's people selling hats with linings in them. So, you know, there might be something to it, John.
Well, it's a compliment. You know, the new meme is Alex Jones was right. Yeah. All the crazy stuff coming from Alex Jones over the past two decades has been proven true. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the Rothschilds, NASA, they're all lying to us about everything. And notice that they want us to eat the insects and stop eating meat because climate change, it's all one big hoax on humanity, David.
The problem, Sean, is that people are generally good people and they can't imagine that amount of deception. They can't imagine that amount of evil when it exists. And so if you're a good person, you can't even fathom it. Like, I have a hard time fathoming the evil in this world, but it's there. And then once you see it, you can disconnect from it. And that's what I try to do to people. I try to give them the information they need to unplug from the heliocentric matrix lie.
Well, I had Dustin Nemos on, and he used a term instead of flat earth. He used the term biblical earth, which I kind of like. He said there's much more evidence backing up biblical earth than the globe heliocentric model. We don't have to get into that discussion unless you want to right now. The reason go ahead.
Let me just touch on that. Biblical earth, you know, when I first was learning about all of the deceptions, anytime I'd be listening to a podcast, if they brought up the Bible, Buddha, whatever, any religion, bam, I'd write them off instantly because I didn't believe in any of that. But once I discovered that the globe is a lie, Then I realized the Earth is intelligently designed. Then I was forced to realize that there's a creator. And then the journey starts from there. So my co-host, Matt Long, on the Flat Earth podcast, he comes from the biblical side of the fence. I always lead with the science because science relates to everybody. But if I quote something in the Bible to someone that doesn't believe the Bible, it doesn't have as much weight. But I usually end my sentences with, and it's in the Bible, you know? So there's a double proof for you.
Well, and actually, I know somebody else who I'm close to who was saved, literally saved, found God because of work like yours, because of work coming from others like Jaronism, because of this topic. Believe it or not, somebody close to me was saved and found Jesus Christ because of this topic, David. So I think it's very powerful and important, regardless of what these listeners right now may think. A lot of people may think you are a loon to wear a flat earth t-shirt. But this topic,
I did that special for you.
This topic has saved people,
Sean. I could say that it has saved me from. I was a good guy, but now I'm a better guy. But I get countless emails of people, heartfelt stories, like how they were depressed, how they were lost, how they left the church, and everything. And then the realization that they're at the center of creation brought them back to the creator. And I don't tell anybody what their relationship with the creator. I let everybody have their own. So I show you that there is a creator, and then that's your personal journey. That's how I look at it.
100%. Well, yeah. In that interview with Dustin Nemos, I played a clip from Richard Dawkins, the famous atheist scientist, who had to admit in the documentary with Ben Stein that yes, there is a creator, but he doesn't expect that it's God. He doesn't believe in God. So during that documentary, he said, well, it's highly likely that an evolved species by some Darwinian means seeded life on this planet. So I think it's funny. These people can make excuses for UFOs and aliens seeding life here, but they can't use the word God. They just don't recognize the signature of God, which is written in our DNA. And in the Fibonacci sequence, by the way, the beauty and proof of a creator is all around us.
It's everywhere. And we've been blinded from it with such nonsense. You know, they start us out with the globe deception that puts us in infinite space, that makes us not important. We evolved from random accidents of mutation, which are impossible. And then we're programmed our entire life with scientifically impossible space. Outer space is scientifically impossible. And they talk about, well, you know, the biggest quote is, you know, the Earth is so, the universe is so big for humans to think that we're the only life is egocentric. And that, you know, resonates with a lot of people. And I agree, in a situation like that, sure. But we're not in an infinite universe through infinite space. We're here on the Earth plane. It's an extended plane. It could be an infinite plane. Extraterrestrials, disclosure, is not light years away, impossible light years. It's just around the corner. It's thousands of miles beyond Antarctica, literally a day trip. John, I know that you have a hard time or had a hard time looking at this, and now you have open ears and you've been listening, but there's people when they finally look, and I was one of them. I mocked flat earthers. I deleted them. I banned them from my social media. And then I was forced to look by our mutual friend, Sophia, who doesn't remember. And I went in with a negative attitude to destroy Flat Earth and prove the globe. And here I am, known as Flat Earth Dave, talking to you for the fifth time now, I think. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, when I first had you on talking about this, I think Crow might have joined you. And I coined the term on that show, globe, as we're told, skeptic. Because I think if you look at their model, their math, for the 24,900-mile round Earth in the heliocentric model, their math does not stand up to scrutiny. Therefore, I don't call myself a flat earther. I call myself a globe, as we're told, skeptic, because their math does not stand up to scrutiny. And I'll give the listeners just one example. It's my favorite example. There's better ones. David can provide us with better ones. But my favorite example is the Suez Canal is roughly 120 miles long. And if you look at the satellite shot of it that I'll show here, clearly, we're seeing an extra 30, 40, 50 miles on each side of it. And just in that 120 miles, there should be about 2 miles of curvature. 2 miles of curvature somehow hiding in the Suez Canal that they didn't engineer for. So that's why I say their math does not stand up to scrutiny.
Right. And another proof of the flat earth is the Georgia Guidestones, which interestingly are not standing anymore. There was a little hole in the center stone and it lines up with Polaris always since the day it was there to the day it was knocked down. You look through, there's Polaris. We are corkscrewing through space in how many different directions, four different directions at once, traveling billions of miles a year. And somehow Polaris lines up with the Georgia Guidestones. That doesn't make any sense, right? Do a time lapse. There it is. Polaris is in the middle. But you have to remember, we're moving. And this is going to lead into our next topic. We're moving in all these directions. We're spinning at 66,000 miles per hour, chasing the sun at half a million. No, we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, orbiting at 66,600 and chasing the sun at close to a half a million. And that entire system's moving sideways, okay, relative to other galaxies, okay? How do you get a star to stay in the same place for even a minute, let alone forever? I mean, there's shafts in the Great Pyramid that line up with Polaris, and the globe heliocentrist story is, oh, when that shaft was built, it was lining up with Thuban, a different North Star, 2,000 years ago, whenever it was, and we've moved, and now it just happens to line up with Polaris. So, okay, if you want to listen to that absolute ridiculous story, do the math. Well, every 60, 70 years, it should move over a full degree, okay, which is ridiculous. This should move every day. That means that the Georgia Guidestone should have moved over half a degree, and that would have knocked it right out of that hole by a large margin. And the Guidestones were up for 4.5 years, or 40 plus years, and it still hasn't moved. Is that why they were knocked down? I don't know.
I'd like to think they were knocked down because humanity is waking up and we're fed up.
I like that too.
Crow disagreed with me on that, and that's just fine. I love Crow to death. We had a very interesting conversation. I just like to see our cup is half full, because otherwise, how do you get out of bed in the morning? You know, I love the fact that the farmers in the Netherlands are taking their country back and they're taking their tractors to the streets and telling that stinking anti-human government to go F itself, because listening to them will result in our death. Doing what they want, World Economic Forum, United Nations Agenda 2030 policies, will kill us. And that's all by design. And it was written on those Guidestones, by the way, David.
Yeah. That maintain the humanity under 500 million. Well, that means you have to get it under 500 million. And they tell us it's 8 point something billion. I don't believe that number, but whatever it is, they want to knock it down to 500 million.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the reason I wanted to get Dave on today, because, and Dave, I want you to help break this down. In a minute, I want to play for you a story essentially from NASA that played on my local news station. So we'll watch that together and you can interrupt. We'll pause it as we go. But we're on NASA's website here. Never a straight answer from these people. They tell us they sent men to the moon in 68, 69, 70, 71, whatever the years were. Look at that technology. It was so advanced that they can't duplicate it today. In fact, it was one of these guys. Was it Gene Kranz, David, who said, yeah, that technology, we've lost it. The telemetry data is all missing. We got another guy saying we've destroyed all of that technology and it would be a painful process to build it back again. So therefore, we have not gone back to the moon with much better technology in subsequent years.
It's anybody that believes in the moon landings hasn't looked. You have to, because once you look, you can't deny it.
Well, plus we have that wonderful clip, if I can find it, I'll play it here, of Buzz Lightyear, Buzz Aldrin, essentially telling a child, a little girl, that we never went.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. So in the future, if we want to keep doing something, we need to know why something stopped in the past that we wanted to keep it going. money is a good thing.
All right, David, I'm going to play this and let's watch it together. Let's break it down together. You can interrupt at any point, stop and comment on it. This is all about NASA and the great work they're doing with that new satellite that will allow us to see God, essentially, according to them, the beginning of time.
Well, it will be a big week for stargazers and space lovers. NASA plans to unveil the new images from the James Webb Telescope, which is meant to replace the aging Hubble Telescope. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe,
seeing space through a new lens. NASA Tuesday is set to unveil
animation.
James Webb Space Telescope, also known simply as Jay. It's 30 years in the making, set to pick up where the Hubble Telescope left off.
It's not a replacement, but it will do far more than Hubble could ever do because it is designed to see in infrared light. And that just means that we can see the absolute far reaches of the universe, way back to the first light that was ever produced from the Big Bang with the JWST.
I'll pause that and then we'll let it keep playing. Does NASA ever give us anything other than animation? I mean, seriously, man.
No, even the launch itself, if you look at the physics of the launch, it doesn't make any sense. The amount of thrust, they always have birds or cows or something flying through, you know, the area to make it like, oh, he scared the birds. It must be real. It's not a real launch. And whenever you see a launch, there's two kinds. Remember the old space shuttle where it would leave a thick smoke trail? Yes, they were launching something physical up there. There was no people on it, in my educated opinion. But sometimes there's no trail at all. When there's no trail, they're not launching anything and there's nobody there to witness it unless sometimes they use a hologram or a projected image, if you want to call that a hologram. Jaron and I were, and Globusters team, were looking at images of NASA's lawn at a launch, and we saw these weird spotlights, and we zoomed in. We were able to zoom in on one of them, got a name, a company name, and it was a holographic projection company. Why does NASA have giant lensed holographic projection boxes on their lawn?
Well, and maybe at some point during this interview, if you can cue it up, play some of the crazy stuff of these astronauts, what happens on the International Space Station.
Oh, I will.
Okay? Can we play some of that propaganda?
Let's talk about the James Webb image that they got. You see this? All right, go ahead. You're going to continue. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's continue with this, and then you jump in.
Aerospace engineer Camille Calabeo, known to her hundreds of thousands of social media followers as the Galactic Gal, says the technology used by the Webb Space Telescope will offer an unfiltered look into a time not yet fully understood by scientists. NASA releasing some preliminary images of what's to come Tuesday, images that some thought would never come to reality with decades of delays.
It was built by Northrop Grumman and, you know, in collaboration with a ton of other companies and NASA centers. And it just, you know, had a lot of delays over the years. It really just, the most complicated thing that humanity has ever built. So
I'm going to pause it there. I don't think that's true. I think CERN is the most complicated thing humanity has ever built. And most people don't know it exists. Tell people about these delays. What did this contraption end up costing us as taxpayers?
I think it was slated at somewhere around $1 billion. Then they needed, we need another billion. And they gave them $1 billion. And they're like, we need 2 more billion. And it went to, I think it was $10 billion for this sled. It's really nothing. I'm going to show you the launch in a minute, and I'm going to show you what they showed us and explain what it's supposed to do. And I want you guys to use your own judgment. Is what I'm telling you even a slight possibility? And I'll tell you right now, it's not. But the images that they show us, one, they say that the camera is taking pictures in a infrared spectrum, but how are we getting all these color pictures back? Are they Photoshopping them? Well, I'm waiting. Jaron is actually doing it because I don't have the program. Photo forensics. We took somebody took the one of the images they did, put it in photo forensics, and it tells you if it's been manipulated. And the person that did it, I haven't verified it because I didn't like the way they filmed it. Said it was manipulated to in 10 ways from Sunday. So think about that. And so when we look at an image like this, let me make it a little bigger so you can see it. That's actually just a kitchen counter, right? It's so easy to fool people. So the real image is this. Sean, do you think that you could fake this? I think you could fake this. And you're not even good at Photoshop.
Well, let me just say, though, no, I'm not very good at Photoshop at all. My daughter is. She could probably fake it. But back in the day, sort of in my process of waking up, right? Yeah, I understood what happened on 9/11. I understood what happened with Building 7. But I was into pictures like that. I was into the Hubble Space Telescope. I was into the idea of alien species. I was into the nonsense coming from Ben Rich, the former head of Lockheed Skunk Works, who said, we have the technology to take ET home. I don't believe that's the case anymore. I think all of it's a lie, because I do believe that the biblical version of Earth is far more likely to be true than their math that doesn't stand up to scrutiny. So that image behind you, that used to inspire me, because I would think of the billions and billions of galaxies teeming with life. Well, now I'm not so sure what those are and what the truth is.
Let me ask you a question. So this is just a little meme. Somebody made it like it. 4.86 billion light years away, 10 feet away, security cam at some one of the major hoax events, right? This is what we get. So how does a camera focus? They say it's focusing on a tiny little dark spot in the sky, doing an extended, you know, hours and hours and hours of getting the image. How does it focus on blackness? How is it focusing while it's moving at massive speeds? Wait until you hear the speeds that this thing is moving at. It doesn't work. I watched a PBS special years ago when I was into all of this, and they were talking about the deep field photo where the NASA focused, you know, on from an observatory here on Earth on a tiny little spot in the sky, and it showed hundreds of galaxies. That's what you were talking about, I think. And they said that the operator of this lens, as it's tracking across the sky, has to like wear socks and walk lightly, because even though the telescope is on a really thick cement pad, the slightest vibration will ruin the entire photograph. Well, did he forget that the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, orbiting at 66,000 miles an hour, and jetting through the galaxy at 500,000 miles per hour? Did he forget about that when it's focusing on something so far away that the tiniest movement would just ruin everything? These are impossible photos. These are absolute impossible. So let's just look at the telescope. So this is NASA. Is this NASA's footage? Here we go. NASA's footage of it in space. It just deployed from the rocket. So this is what they're showing us. Now look at the Earth is spinning below. It goes out and it's going to deploy its solar wings or its telescope arm. So watch what happens. So here it goes. This one. Oh, maybe hold on. Let me give you a better view. So this is the actual footage, and it glitches out. So watch what happens. It goes away. This is what's happening right over Earth in Earth's orbit. And they always show you, you know, look, the Earth is curved. It's right below us. There's the Earth. Kind of looks flat. But look at this glitching. So now it's going to go out here. This is what they're showing us. And it's going to deploy the arm. So watch the, you know, one of the wings or whatever you want to call it, the telescope deploys. Right? A beautiful Earth curve right there. Amazing. The Earth is spinning. And then everyone claps because all of a sudden the telescope's going to go out. Now, the position of this is not in Earth, in low Earth orbit. It's a million miles away, what they call a Lagrange point. Do you know what the Lagrange point is, Sean?
No, wait a minute, though. That's supposed to be a million miles from Earth.
No. This is right here. And then it's already deployed. And then it's going to go after it deploys its wing or whatever. It's going to travel a million miles away and park itself right in between a balancing point between the sun's gravity and the Earth's gravity. It's like if you have two magnets and you get like a magnet in the middle and you're trying to balance it. Well, the Earth is getting closer and farther from the sun. It's changing all the time. It's moving around. There's other planets that are coming by, right? How is it going to find that balancing point and just stay there and be able to be manipulated, right? There it's deploying. This is what they show us in a crappy little connection here when we can still see the Earth. It's going to go a million miles away. And another thing is, they say the telescope is so sensitive that it can never look at the moon or the Earth because it would break.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Maybe it'll get to that million mile marker in that sweet spot the same way the Apollo astronauts got safely through the Van Allen radiation belts. By magic.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So let's talk about the space station for a minute. Space station, would you say that's one of the most technological advanced construction projects of our known history?
Well, I've never seen it with my own eyes, so I couldn't swear to that. But I've seen CERN. I've seen examples of CERN. I think that's far more technology in my view. But sure, if we're to believe what they say about the ISS, then yes.
Yeah. So let me just pull this up, show you this real quick. But here's the thing. I'm saying if it was real, sure, it would be the most filmed construction project ever, because Houston would be like, move this, move that, connect this, get this bolt, whatever. No pictures, there's no video or photos of our space station being built. And just like a year or so ago, China has a space station, and they forgot to take any photos or videos of it being built. All right, here's a little clip. Just from the other day, they're doing their weird stuff. They kind of look like they're hanging from wires, if you ask me. But what's this right here? There's a glass of water sitting on the counter that they're going to do an experiment with. And in the full clip, there's a laptop where the laptop was at an angle and it fell closed during the experiment. Like, why would it fall? Maybe they hit a pocket of gravity. That's what the globers say. But there's a cup of water right there. Right. And then this is from the Chinese space station. Well, it looks kind of flat. Wait a minute. And this is what they showed us. This is from their live footage. OK, and it morphed into a pear, as Neil deGrasse Tyson says, it's a pear. And then it finally turns into the ball. And that's all the globe believers will see. Well, they'll just write off the other part. But this is live footage. What are they showing us? What are they showing us?
Well, it sort of reminds me of that clip that Bart Sobrell plays in his documentary, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, when the astronauts were caught in near-Earth orbit. The Apollo astronauts busted in near-Earth orbit, pretending to be days away from Earth and approaching the moon. They faked it 100% in the capsule.
Well, so that's a jump to a conclusion, because then you have to believe that there's astronauts in space. I don't believe that there's astronauts in space. I wasn't there, though. But again, deception on one way or the other, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. They're deceiving us. So that's just the full clip here. I'll show you a few screw-ups on the International Space Station. So this is a clip the other day. So here's the Dragon capsule that's about to leave, and they're talking about it. And then they change camera views. Look at the capsule in relationship to the curve of the Earth. Now it's vertical. And then we're just moving the cameras like over here somewhere. They got their model wrong. This is all just Airfix models with a CGI background. They got it wrong. There's no explanation for this. And the globe, you know, what I call the flat earth haters will just ignore this because there is no explanation for it. So that's their best defense when they see something like this. They absolutely just ignore it. And then this just happened recently. This guy is manipulating something and he dropped it. You drop something, you catch it. Well, why did he have to reach down and catch it when he dropped it on the space station?
Let me ask you something. I know that you've debated some of these hardcore haters of your work. So hats off to you for even entering their space, because they're so filled with contempt. Why do you think that is? Why? It's okay if they believe in the heliocentric model. It's okay with me if you believe in flat Earth. I don't really care either way. Wouldn't it be more fascinating just to have an intellectual debate where you're peaceful and kind to each other?
Yeah, so there's people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye who are, they're the puppets out there. They will never debate us. They said that they will never debate us because they won't. They were supposed to, Neil deGrasse Tyson was supposed to debate Eric DeBay on Joe Rogan's show. He announced it and Neil backed out, okay? Neil backed out because he would get destroyed, right? And then you have these, I'll just call them paid shills on the internet that go around and they just make up stuff. They make up stuff. Like the water thing, literally the next day they're out there doing damage control. They're like, well, the water, the cup has walls on it and the water will stick to the cup. And like, how did they get the water in the cup and get it to be level in the first place? Right? They'll just make up stuff and move on. And they say it in these confident voices. So the video you're talking about is the guy that calls himself Professor Dave. If you look on my app under the Debunking the Debunkers, the first three videos will show you who Professor Dave is. He has 2 million subs and zero of them showed up on this debate show we were on. So that tells you that they're all just bots and trolls. And zero of them showed up. He should have had 10, 20,000 people in the chat. He had zero. And he's not a professor. He's a failed musician. And when I nailed him on a point about the angles of the sun and seasons, he pretended he didn't understand what I was saying. And he just, you know, makes faces. And people, here's the problem. People want to be liked. They're like, I don't want to be made fun of. And this guy's making fun. And he's called a professor. And then they just fold. And they're like, I'm not a scientist. I'm going to go with him. He's nobody. But if you watch the videos that we have posted, Google will not serve you these videos. If you go on YouTube and search Flat Earth, you're going to get my show with Professor Dave, which I'm thrilled about because there's so many people that absolutely hate Flat Earth that find that. And then they message me, they go, why was he behaving like that? Why was he behaving like that? Which gives me the opportunity to send them my crash course on flatearthdave.com. For those of you that think this is stupid, come collect three Bitcoins for one globe proof. Take the crash course free, just a bunch of videos you have to watch, or go on my app and take the crash course, watch the daily video every day for 2 weeks. And then you will know, just like Sean, there's something wrong with the globe. We don't live on a globe.
Do you happen to have that video of that rocket, the little private rocket that was sent up and went higher, evidently, than any private rocket had gone before and stopped in its place?
Yeah, so that's called the Go Fast rocket. And it was done in Arizona, and it went up and it's spinning, and they gave us something that NASA doesn't give us, a uninterrupted view down and sideways. This is just the down view here. And NASA, if you watch any of the launch, SpaceX, you know, all of them, Blue Origin, edit, 4 or 5 edits before it even clears the control tower. So it went up, and now you don't hear the sound on it on this, but it went kerplunk and it went into something. It hit a thicker medium, a plasma, if you will, or something. You know, I don't think it was as thick as water. And then it was floating weird. And then here's, watch this. It turned sideways. This is the moon. We confirmed it. We zoomed in on it. It's the moon. Okay. Right. Horizon's looking a little flat to me. So here's the problem with that being the moon. When that was launched, it was launched in Arizona. Okay. Early in the day, the moon was over Australia. Okay, so if the Earth was a basketball, that rocket was a millimeter over the top of the basketball and the moon was underneath the basketball. How did we see the moon?
And what I find fascinating, if I can find that clip with the audio, maybe I'll splice it in here, because when it does that kerplunk, it is really interesting that the rocket was not destroyed. It was just gently stopped.
Yes.
Yes. At what, 75,000 feet or something?
No, it was 73 miles, about 73 miles.
73 miles?
Yeah, that's what they say, 72, 73 miles. And there's a lot of other evidence that that is about the distance, the highest that any rocket has gotten. But whatever the number is, there's something there. And we've had, you know, unconfirmed whistleblowers from NASA tell us that it does get thicker and thicker and thicker until it becomes solid, but they're not allowed to go explore up there, even though they have the technology to go up there. That's a whole nother show to get into.
This entire conversation reminds me of what is written on Wernher von Braun's tombstone. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Wernher von Braun talking about the firmament.
Yeah, and he's the Nazi scientist brought over in Project Paperclip. Now, I think Project Paperclip was a real psyop because I don't believe there ever was a space race. We had the fake rocket scientists over there. We brought them over here. It's all just a shuffling of a massive psyop, right? If everything the American people believe is a lie, our mission is completed from, was that William Casey that said that? CIA director? But why did he do that? Is that, was he whistleblowing? Was he required to let us know? I kind of believe that they have to let us know karmically. So they give us so many clues. And if we're too stupid to see it, and a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, we've let a lot of this stuff go on, even though they showed us, they told us. Yeah. And that gives me hope, Sean, where I think that if we notice things and we say no energetically, then it doesn't happen, right? So that puts us, you know, us conspiracy analysts in a tight spot, because if we recognize something like Ole Damigard does, and then it doesn't happen, it can never be proven right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's a 100th monkey thing. I think people are waking up now so fast that it's spreading like wildfire. You know, again, people waking up to the anti-human policies of the World Economic Forum, the House of Rothschild, the House of Rockefeller. Everything they do is anti-human and everything's a lie. We must give up our Western way of life because climate change, right?
Sean, when you say it's growing virally, it is growing virally. These are just the flat earthers that are near me. They're everywhere. The whole world is filling up with flat earthers faster and faster. And people are getting together. You know, what is the elite's plan? Divide, you know, keep people in fear and divide and conquer, divide and conquer. They divide us every way possible. They divide us, the jab, the unjab, the people that are, you know, sports teams, by religions, by sexes. They're dividing the sexes now. I mean, they're just dividing, dividing, dividing. Now they want to muzzle us, you know, or they have wanted to separate us. And now they're trying to scare us with nuclear bombs. I mean, you've had that discussion with Crow, that there's nothing to be afraid of because nukes, as described, do not exist. That's all. You've gotten into that, right? Or you have a problem with that, right?
I have not gotten into that specifically with anyone. I guess we can sometime if you'd like to, but since you brought it up, I actually wanted to show this as it pertains to these people waging war against God. If you believe in the biblical version of Earth, and if you believe there may be a firmament, that might explain, I think it was called Operation Fishbowl, I'm not sure, but high altitude nuclear explosions the US government was engaging in, and they didn't even know at the time. Scientists warned them, you might ignite the entire atmosphere on fire. Oh, well, let's do it anyway. Why would they be doing that unless there were a firmament that they were trying to essentially pierce? Just my thought.
Trying to break a hole in that hard glass ceiling, as Hillary Clinton said in her condolence speech. Do you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of the radiation? They blew up 100 bombs 100 miles from there. But there's no radiation.
Have you seen Nagasaki, by the way?
It's flourishing. It's flourishing.
Beautiful cities now.
They were open 3 days later. The trains were running. The sandwich shops were open. They were selling flowers on the street 3 days later. But nobody was get to hear about it because if you took a picture or wrote an article, you got put in jail. Only one guy for the Associated Press or whatever organization it was back then was allowed to report on it. It's a total psyop. Don't believe me. Crow 777 Radio, 2 hours in Crow. Go to episode 53053 and episode 400. If you take the time to listen to those two episodes, you will know what I'm saying is true. They've done the research for you. They made it easy. If you wanted to look this stuff up, it would take you months. Jason and Crow put it together in two podcasts. You listen to it. They're not speculating. They're telling you the facts. They're showing you what's going on. And then you can make up your own mind. I've made up my mind. I'm not afraid of, like, when I hear, today, I'm not going to mention the truth there because he does some good stuff, but he was going off about nuclear bombs and how that we got to be ready and if Putin could bomb us. And I just laugh. Like, if here's the thing, Sean, they want us weak, sick, and scared. Mm-hmm. And so they steer our mind with the news, northeast, west, south, steering with fear, false evidence appearing real. And they got us a fearful of, you know, the boogeyman virus, and you got the nuclear bombs, and we're running out of food, and we're running out of water, and we're overpopulated. All of that is nonsense. Once you understand that that's nonsense, then every cell in your body doesn't have to worry about it. Like, if you believe in nuclear bombs, anytime you hear something, every cell in your body is stressing. Like, oh my God, that's something I need to concern myself with. And that causes, that takes you out of ease into disease.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, since you brought it up, we've got to do one more screen share here as we wrap this thing up, because the fear mongering now about nukes is out of control, coming from these same people that would really like to reinforce indoor mask wearing, by the way. These people are insane. Let's watch this.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay. So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. And I'm not even going to spend one more second with that propaganda, because that's what it is. But did you hear what she said? Don't ask me how or why, David, because if an event like that does happen in a major city, they're not going to tell you how or why. They're just going to blame Putin. When Sean, the deep state probably did it themselves, just like World Trade Center 7.
Sean, let me give you a scenario. So 5G causes symptoms similar to viruses, and turned up high enough, it could burn you like radiation. Right. What's to stop them from blowing up a building, a bomb in some area where there's no people, and saying it was a nuke, and then cranking up 5G for a couple hundred miles around it so people get radiation sickness, and then the news will run with it? They don't even need to do all of that to run with it and make the whole world scared and everybody locked down. You know, I've got my duct tape and my plastic, I should be fine, right? It's all to keep us scared. It's all about the Great Reset. You know, they even put it in a book. Klaus Schwab wrote his book, The Great Reset, but nobody cares. He put it in a book for you to read and nobody's reading it, okay? So it's happening. And for those of you that look at me and say, why is Sean having this dumb guy on? Come take my Bitcoins, take them. They're worth less, but they're still worth about 60 grand. I haven't looked. For one proof that we live on a spinning ball, why does the shape of the earth matter? Why does the shape of the earth matter? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that they're hiding God. They're hiding more land. They're hiding your true power. They don't want you to know that you're in charge. God, man, government. Government has jumped on top of man, and now they're trying to get on top of God.
I think that's very, very well said. David, tell people how they can get that app. It's a pretty darn cool app.
Yeah. So as I said, if you Google Flat Earth, you're going to get a bunch of nonsense. You're going to get my Professor Dave video. Watch it. Watch how stupid this guy is. You'll see that he's not making any points. But if you Google Flat Earth, you're not going to find anything. So I created this app, and every day there's a new featured video on the app. And the challenge I give is watch the featured video every day for 2 weeks. At the end of that 2 weeks, you will know there's a problem with the globe, minimum. And I get so many letters, Sean. I've been saving, screenshotting them. I thought you were an idiot. I got your stupid app, or I took the Flat Earth crash course at flatearthdave.com. And oh my God, what do I do now? And I'm like, welcome, relax, watch these videos, learn more. And here's the thing. Life is so interesting. When you understand what this place is, it's amazing. But in the app, if you hit the frequently asked questions button, here are all the questions you have. There's tons of them. We have more resources. We have mud floods. Look into that. Amazing stuff. Subscribe to those channels. Tons of stuff. Our interviews will be right here. My interviews. Two amazing TikTok channels. I'm adding some more because people have such short attention spans. These short videos will convince you that there's a problem and help you see. So everything can be found at flatearthdave.com. Flatearthdave.com. My link is there. Anybody that has a show, doesn't have to be as big and amazing as Sean's show. If you want to have this discussion, you want me to explain more, invite me on. I have a Book Dave link there. And the crash course, scroll all the way down. Crash Course. Click it. Watch. There's probably 10 videos, maybe more. Watch the first three. Guaranteed that you'll never see life the same way again.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on. And I guess I would just say this, because it happens every single time. There will be trolls in the comments that say, now I've lost all credibility.
Yep.
Why would I do this? Why would I have Dave on talking about this topic? I'm injuring myself. I'm destroying my credibility. It proves I'm just some sort of deep state operative, all of which is untrue, because we know NASA lied about taking men to the moon in 68, 69, 70, 71. We know that they lied about that. What else are they lying about?
Sean, I thought the same thing about Flat Earth. It's a psyop to discredit everything else. It's another distraction. And I went with it, but I had no proof. So I went for the proof. And now I see that it's not that at all. Everything else is a psyop. And once you see it, Sean, you can't unsee it. And there's a lot of people waking up. It's growing faster and faster. Don't be the last one to get off the ball and understand that you're at the center of creation. You know, they say, well, you guys, are you flat earthers? You're never willing to change your mind. We were globers. We were globe believers. And we changed our mind because we did the work, right? You can say, I believe the earth is a globe. But when you find out, you can't come up with a single reason. That's it. So the comments, you know, I have a team of trolls that follow me everywhere. Now, so they'll make a comment and just ask them, is that your best globe proof? Because their comments are, Dave's a scandal. You know, he's scamming you. He wants your $3 for the app. You know, he lives in his mother's basement, whatever they want to say. But they don't never, ever, ever offer one proof of the globe. There's none. I would give all of this up if you had one proof of the globe, but there's none. It's amazing. And again, Sean, the shape, the flat is not a shape. The shape of the earth doesn't matter. It's where we are, who we are, what we are, and the true power that we have.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's part of the spiritual war being waged against humanity to separate us from God, to separate us from the Creator, so that we don't understand that we have the divine spark. We are created by a loving God. And if they can convince us that we are just the result of a random big bang, well, then we'll be nihilistic. We'll hate ourselves. We'll feel like we're a speck of dust in the universe that has no meaning, all of which is patently untrue. So appreciate your time today, guys. Our guest has been David Weiss. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Sean. See ya.
All right, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth, which I think we covered here today. And real news, for real news every single day, guys, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
At the upper management level, these people are religious zealots to fallen angel gods. I mean, they are talking to them spiritually. In their own books, they're claiming to actually be in communion with them. You mentioned Crowley as an example. He summoned what we know of as the first gray alien today, named Lamb, during one of his sex magic rituals, during which, by the way, 9 months later, we got Barbara Bush.